Hey, Soul Warriors, imagine treating your energy as a valuable resource, one that you can consciously cultivate and direct. All too often, we let our energy leak away through mindless habits, negativity, or simply reacting to whatever life throws our way. But what if you could be the master of your own energy? This month, we're being called to intentionally manage this precious resource so that you can allocate it with purpose and precision. Are you ready to take control and make this month the turning point of your life? It is a huge opportunity right now because this is like being called to be the ultimate boss, and we all love to be in control.
Yes, we do.
So this month is focusing in on how we can be an awesome energy manager, a steward of energy, because we're just allowing energy to, like it said, leak out of us mindlessly while we're scrolling because the boss said this or the husband or wife said that, and just allowing it willy-nilly to do whatever the hell it wants, and then wondering why everything is overwhelming and too much and I can't and too exhausted and too until the nth degree, until we're just feeling like we're falling apart because the world is falling apart.
Yeah. I like the when you use the word a steward of energy. I believe that it asking us to be conscious about the things that we're saying, that we're doing, how we're acting, and how that energy is interpreted as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can be a little bit more clear. There's a lot of clarity in the month of May as well. And it starts with us and our energy and our intentions and what we're looking to be, act in any of those things. I think that's the most important thing. And if we're deliberate about the words that we use, how we're going to react, you know, but mainly the words, because the words give it that drive,
mm-hmm.
you know, when we're in a certain space. But minding our own business also is
key. Oh, that's huge.
We really need to stop imposing our own thoughts and our own ideas and our own things into other people's stuff. Unless they ask you for your opinion, listen, hold space. Other than that, you know, just be mindful of what you're putting out there.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what might this look like in May for you? First of all, notice that what we've been doing isn't working. We can just look around in the world and know a lot of stuff is going to the dumpster fire of hell right now, and it doesn't feel good. And there's a lot of things to be worried about. And there's a lot of things like, look at what you're trying to control, what you're micromanaging, where you're pushing back in life. These are all the things that aren't working. And it's not working because this is where it's being calling your attention to, like, okay, how can we do this different? Because we've been all, you know, fighting the good fight and showing up and trying to educate people around us with the way that we think things should be or the way we want them to be. And it's been a lot of, like, instead of internally looking at what do I truly want and what kind of energy do I want to bring out in the world and proceeding from that, it's like, I don't like this and I don't like that and I don't believe in this and why are you doing that? And that's making me feel this way. And it's a lot of outward energy mismanagement.
Yeah.
So the number one thing is that we all know that work with energy is neutral. Energy just is. It cannot be created. It cannot be destroyed. It can be transmuted and turned into different forms of things. We know this by basic science and as being spiritual beings. So how does that break down for us here? Let's start with like social media, for an example, where you were saying to, you know, mind your own business and keep your opinions. Just yesterday, this amazing rescue organization, this just as the message was coming through for May, this just hit home as an example. This gentleman was saying we are overwhelmed with the amount of animals we are being called to rescue right now. And we truly need volunteers because we don't have enough hours in the day to attempt to work our regular jobs and help them and feed them and get the medical attention and raise the money needed to do it all. So if you can volunteer, we are in this area. We are accepting volunteers at this link. Please go on it and sign up the people on that managing that will answer any questions that you have. And so we can get bodies in here to help us in this awesome mission. He had thousands of comments. Well, maybe you could just contact the Red Cross and they might have extra volunteers. And well, you should really blah, blah, blah. And I live in a different state, so maybe you could tell me similar rescues in my area. Use freaking Google. Or, you know, well, I kind of live only 20 minutes away, and what days might you need me? Because I'm not sure, but because it would make me feel good to volunteer. Like all this extra mental labor they were piling onto this rescue organization that simply said, I need help. This is what I need. If you can supply it, please do XYZ. But no, he had thousands of comments, and then people were getting angry in the comments that he wasn't responding personally to them. Well, he's taking care of rescuing an animal that had been shot and abused, and an animal that like all these horrific things. And I was just like, why? And a lot of people, well, I volunteered for 5 years and I felt great about it, la, 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 which is nice. But look at what you're doing when you're going to respond to something. Does it add to the conversation? Is it applicable to what the person asked? Are you adding to the noise? Are you adding to the extra labor on top of someone who's already showing up and going above and beyond what most people are doing in this world? Yeah. Can you get off the social media and go find a way to help in your local community? Or go find a way to give back? Or simply click the link if you want to volunteer? Or simply click the link to send $10 to help this man get assistance to help these animals?
Yeah, yeah.
It's all this extra stuff.
You know, social media is an interesting beast. Mm-hmm. It has a lot of good points and not so good ones at the same time.
We fall into bad habits with it.
Exactly. And I believe that the energies in this time, specifically for May, is asking us to really think, you know, use the critical thinking, use your emotional intelligence. All those things before you respond to someone on, you know, because I myself am guilty of that. I see something, I read something, and right away I want to respond. But the first thing I do before I even go there, I catch myself and I pause and I ask myself, is what I am going to write going to bring value, first of all? Second of all, am I on task with this particular response? You know, so it's like really catching yourself, being deliberate about, you know, not just going into a conversation and put in your opinion when it wasn't solicited, and then get pissed off if the person doesn't respond or ask you to, you know, please don't do that.
Yeah.
Because I was just simply expressing. I wasn't looking for advice.
I had another creator that I was following who expressed that he had been ill and that's why he had been absent recently, but he wanted to share that he was on the mend. He had an amazing team around him. He knew what was going on and he was on it. And all these people started, well, you need to, and you should, and you need to call, and telling him what to do and how to manage his body when he just said, I mean, and this man is all about like listening to your body and listening to spirit and being on point. And he knew that he was going to go into some sort of medical thing. He had actually given the people the heads up before he ever even gotten sick that he had felt that something was coming up to clear stuff out of him. And it was just, and then again, people got mad because he wasn't responding and he always responds. And he, so he finally went on and he's like, I'm healing. Like, it's just, we get selfish because we're looking for that validation or that we like the gratefulness, the gratitude that we get back when we say something nice. Mm-hmm. So we're like looking for validation instead of feeling it within us. So really, really take a minute and like, why am I commenting on this? Especially when you're mindlessly scrolling or you mindlessly have some quick interaction with somebody and you go into that just quick response thing. That quick reaction, I should say. It's calling to stop the reactions and watch where the energy's going. Because this is the thing. The energy, if you direct it in a like, well, I don't like that and that's not fair and blah, blah, blah. That's going out in negative, harsh, hardened type of energy. It's not productive. And if that is going out of you just because you don't like something or something offended you or you're just not jiving with it, that's what you're creating more of around you because the universe is always paying attention. Energy is like, you know, your wish is my command. And if you're always, you know, showing up to fight or push back or push your opinion, It's going to be like, okay, they want confrontation. They want friction. They want more like, I'm right and you're wrong. They want more division. They don't want connection. They don't. And that's the X. We all want connection. Right. We all want cohesiveness. We all want to feel safe in our space to speak and be heard. But hurling things back and forth at each other, or yeah, the unsolicited energy. I mean, simply like, holding space for you. Thoughts and prayers has gotten a really bad rap. And I understand because it's been thrown out as a platitude of like, you know, well, whatever, you'll get over it, thoughts and prayers. But there's true power behind just sitting on your couch at home and sending love out to somebody, or picturing them well, picturing them finding the job that they're really seeking, picturing them, you know, whatever, in the highest light that you can picture them, or just surrounded by light. There is power in that type of energy. Yeah, so if something's coming at you don't like, it's just energy. Deem it neutral and then utilize it in a positive way and however you see fit that fills your soul the most. Because only in filling you up with that good energy is it going to then spill out and then start creating a different world around us.
I want to give you a quick message before we get back to this episode. Unlock the secrets of your soul for free with Soul Notes. Say goodbye to feeling stuck and hello to the validation of your alignment. These weekly prompts are filled with reminders, gentle nudges, and sometimes a kick in the ass, all with love from your soul. Don't just take our word for it. Try Soul Notes for yourself and see the difference it can make in your life. Trust us, your soul and you will thank you. Just go to soulnote.org. That's SOULNOTE.org. Now back to our podcast.
I think we need to, excuse me,
Yeah.
This is what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
We need to be a little bit more conscious about the you need to or you should kind of comments.
Yeah.
And I'm infamous for that. I'm always, you know, trying to be really aware of the words that I'm using when I'm having a conversation, or when I'm asked for an opinion. And it's more about sitting in the curiosity of the question, you know, because that's the thing, or the statement, or the comment, whatever the situation is, and being curious, ask questions instead of just like, oh, you should do blah 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 blah, or you need to blah 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 blah. You don't know the story completely of this individual or that situation.
Or what they need.
Or exactly. And so the minute that you do the you need to or you should, or that your energy is going out in such a way that if it wasn't asked for, it's going to be taken completely off content.
Because now it feels like you're trying to take their energy away. You're trying to take their power away.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know how to solve your problem, but I over here, who I'm not really happy and fulfilled in my life, know how to solve your problem. And if you only did what I think, because it's really easy to be an armchair quarterback.
Right. And that's what the May energies are about. It's about being deliberate. Again, are you bringing value? Are you being asked to give an opinion? And but most of all, check yourself. Like, these energies are so fast, like we've been saying. And also, you know, they're, I want to use the word transmuting as well, to certain things for us to be able to, you know, lock in, tune into certain things that we need personally in our lives. So get that straight, get that in balance, you know, really, really go in deep within yourself energetically before you start to share your energetics on top of the energetics that are already there.
And that adds to the chaos.
Right.
So how are we getting really centered in ourselves? Like, what's really going on inside? What do I really want? What if I really intentionally chose what I wanted to sink my energy into? Because you know, where your energy goes, that's what grows. So notice if you're constantly like, oh, the news, oh, the news, oh, I'm so bored. oh, I'm so tired as you're sitting on your couch, like all those things. And that's what you're putting out and putting out. And hey, wow, we're getting more of it. Mm-hmm. And we've been having this culture of like, things aren't going fast enough. Things never change. Things aren't changing, or I need change. I don't feel good here. So I need to be over there. So that intentionally has sped the energy up to this point where it's coming at us light speed. Your job right now, slow down. Yeah. Keep it simple.
Be easy on yourself.
It's too easy to just react, because then you're like trying to get all the things out of the way. The things will chill out if they're not having you, if you're not feeding it. Not that there won't be chaos still in the world, but the chaos doesn't have to be at your door.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be within you. Mm-hmm. The minute you calm down your energy, the minute you are balanced, you are wholeheartedly in your being, in your power, in your essence, that's when you can really see clear out here what's actually happening, what people might be requesting of you or are asking help with and things like that, a lot clearer, so that you can be in a place of I'm here to support you. You know, I can hold that space for you, and things like that. But it starts in here first, in your being, your energy, you being easy on yourself, and using a lot of empathy and a lot of critical thinking.
Yeah,
that's and a lot of it is ramped up for that in May.
And how are you listening to yourself? How are you supporting yourself? Is that inner voice constantly criticizing you, telling you what you should be doing, telling you what you didn't do? Like, start with there. Start with that narrative, because that's what the narrative that spills out. And what I'm getting is that they want to acknowledge that it's spilling out because, I mean, some of us have learned to be a people pleaser because of trauma growing up and trying to avoid the conflict. Some of us are natural helpers in the world. Some of us are natural healers in the world. But we've gone on overdrive because we've seen so much brokenness, and we've been taught to look at all the brokenness. So, what I'm getting now is, how can we step out of seeker mode? Of seeking the next thing to fix, of seeking the next spiritual tool that's going to fix us, of seeking that next energy or hit that's going to make us feel good. And how can we start being that spiritual person? How can we start being the healed person? We've worked really hard on healing and stepping further into our power and further into the essence of who we are. How do we start being from that place? Instead of being in this rat race of reacting and still looking for, and I'm broken and I got to fix something. We are whole beings. We have immense power in us. And so we need to be, again, a steward of that energy and how it goes out, so we can start creating this planet that we want to. And May, you know, all the flowers are springing forth and new life is coming in. Let's take that energy fully and use the wellspring within us to bring it out all around us.
I was thinking while you were talking that, you know, recently we have gotten a couple of comments in some of our videos, and some of them haven't been great. And I was thinking about how it made me feel mm-hmm. when I first read them. You know, because this is what happens. If you put something on social media, you know, a comment on something, somebody on the other end of that is feeling something, mm-hmm. is receiving that energy. And I remember that at first I got that look, mm-hmm. you know, and then I felt like I was starting to get mad, excuse me. And then I put it on lock. You know, I'm like, I sat back. And I says, okay, why are these emotions coming up for me? Mm-hmm. Why am I feeling this way? Why do I want to respond this way? I checked myself. And that's about as quick and easy as it can happen.
Yeah.
The minute you catch yourself going down a road that isn't beneficial to you or the person you might be engaging in, you know, that's
a win.
Exactly. And that's with me, the opportunity to do that are going to present themselves more and more and more,
yeah.
to really help you hone in that skill,
mm-hmm.
so that you can be like, whew, like a rock star when it comes to, you know,
not taking things personally.
Exactly. And that's the biggest thing. Don't take things personally, because after I was done assessing myself, I realized this person must be going through so much pain mm-hmm. that they felt that that was the proper thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, and so I became, empathy came into play. And I don't know the person's story. I don't know the person, but I just figured there has to be a level of pain there that they felt that that was okay.
Yeah.
You know, and in a sense, a lot of love and energy. And that was the end of that. And that's how you should be. Assess the situation, you know. So when you're eager to make a comment, pause. Is it going to bring value?
Yeah. In regular life.
And check in with yourself. How is it making you feel? You know, what you read and what you're about to write. How's it going to make you feel? Because if it's making you feel a certain way, guaranteed it's going to make the other person on the other end feel a certain way as well.
Right. I mean, sometimes you want to hit back, but it's not appropriate for me unless I'm getting paid in an MMA fight to hit back.
Right, right.
Well, I mean, unless I'm defending myself, but...
Because we're human and we're going
to have feelings.
We're going to have all kinds of things and we want to react to things. I get that because it happens to me. And that's when you really get to pause and check yourself and use your tools and really see where you're actually sitting in life. Mm-hmm. You know, are you that person or are you the person that you have in your mind? Which is it going to be?
Yeah. Because how do you start being that person?
Exactly. Because life will present moments for you to see what your energies are like.
Right. And you don't have to fall back into the schoolyard bullying stuff. Like, all been bullied as a kid, you know, and seen the bullies and all that stuff. And we don't have to let them bother us anymore. It's not worth my energy. And if you're going to throw energy like that at me, then like, cool, I'm all witchy. Like I'm transmuting that and I'm putting it into, like, you know, when you go big and start putting yourself out there, some people will push back. Parts of yourself will push back. Your family will push back. And that's okay. It means you're doing something right sometimes, as long as you're doing it from a place of purpose and a place from heart. So just check yourself. Keep it super simple. If it starts getting too complicated, too much, too overwhelming, you know you need to dial it back. Slow the energy down. Redirect your energy into something that feels super good. Boil it down to love. If it feels loving and feels filling and nourishing, you're on the right track, and that's what May is asking you for.
All right. Be kind.
Peace.